In the name of a God whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting, is it possible for somebody to let people know about the details of their private lives and the future of what is going to happen to them through knowing their names? It's quite commonplace these days that people ask names of the individuals and then tell them as to what is going to happen to them in the future or what problems or ailments they are going through in their personal lives. The fact of the matter is that Islam tells us clearly that it is only God who knows what is in the unseen. Nobody else knows it. And we Muslims must have a very strong faith in God and should not allow ourselves to be fooled by people who try to claim that they have special powers with which they can actually tell about the details of the individual's private lives, and they can also predict the future with complete certainty. The fact of the matter is that names do not reflect anything. I have a name which could have been different. Sometimes an individual has different names. It seems that the people who are trying to create an impression that they can tell about the details, past, present, and future of individuals through names, are the ones who are actually supported by jinns, the other creation of the Almighty, who are invisible and who have the ability to read our minds without us knowing about them. It seems that people who make these claims of knowing the details of others through being informed about their names are actually helped by their companion jinn to know about those details. It can be possible that at times the person who is trying to exercise his ability to tell others about what details they're going through in their lives, he himself doesn't know that it is actually a jinn who is informing him and not the ability to extract information through the understanding of the name. But the fact is that it is not a reliable science. There is no such ability that humans can possess, and it is Islamically undesirable, condemnable, to encourage people who are telling individuals about details of their personal problems or the future that is going to happen for them in the times to come. It is only God who knows what we think, what we do in our own personal private matters. It is God who knows about our future. It is God in whom we should repose all our trust, and we should not allow ourselves to be fooled by people who are trying to create an impression that they too have some semblance, some part of the knowledge of the unseen world. If we start relying on the information provided to us by these people, we will then not have trust in God's knowledge. We'll start trusting others, and those others are unreliable people. Their information is not perfect. They can give you some details about you to surprise you, to impress you, because of their relationship with jinns. But that information would never ever be completely perfect. It would be a mixture of correct and incorrect information so as to fool you, so as to attract your confidence in them, and so that you should start relying on them rather than God. So Muslims would do well to stay away from all such individuals. A person who is fond of telling others that he knows the unseen world is a shallow person. He is not the one who really has a very high moral character, because it is a cheap way of becoming popular. If somebody wants to help others, he should do it in the normal human manner, by helping out others in the normal way, by informing them about religion, by telling them things which have been learned by humans through the proper human manner, and not through the dubious involvement of jinns and such creation. May God Almighty enable us to stay away from the evil of all such forces which try to create false impressions in the minds of innocent individuals. May He enable us to stay away from all such evils, and may He enable us to have full trust and confidence in Him and Him alone.